This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You white people are angry because you couldn't use your white privilege card to get invited to the Black Lives Matter All Black Memorial Day celebration. Wow.
Now, as Durden continued to explain why a party built as unapologetically black and an exclusive black space would be needed, it got a little ugly, Tom.
This particular day, they said, stay your asses out. We want to celebrate today. We don't want anybody going against us today.
And you can't celebrate if someone who doesn't look like you is around?
Yes, you can, but you can
You're
also
demented,
say, I don't want
actually.
To do it. It's a personal
you're
choice.
Sick, and what you're saying is disgusting. And if you were a Nazi, I would say the same thing to you.
Luckily, I'm not a Nazi.
Because what you're saying is indistinguishable from what they are saying.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That's the America that Barack Obama built. That's the America that you walk the streets and you think you're safe. Conservatives, fellow conservatives, you think you're under some protective umbrella that the nation had overcome this angst regarding racial issues and gender issues and all that? Because let's face it, black people are very successful in America. Women are very successful in America. Latinos, Arabs, you name it. There's plenty of role models, but no, not the left. The left will never be satisfied. If you said to them, paint me your picture of utopia, and you got it, they gave it to you, and you achieved it, I guarantee you they would change the rules. It would be something else. And you can bet that in that change of the rules, white folks, conservative people, Bible-thumping folks, anybody that doesn't sympathize with their way or thought would be gone from utopia. And they would find somebody else to oppress. That was Lisa Durden on Tucker Carlson. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. We didn't play that clip. I played that clip because I wanted you to hear her going, boo, hoo, hoo. She calls herself a professional political pundit, somebody who's really ready to discuss the issues, and the first thing she talks about is black and white. Tucker Carlson wants to understand why black folks would say, you can't be a part of this discussion. You don't understand us as human beings. See, black people want to believe that they have, the black liberals, not black conservatives, they want to believe they have some special virtue by way of skin color that excludes everybody else when they decide it's time to segregate and play racism. Let a white group say, hey, black people, you are not allowed to be in our meeting. This is a conclave of white folks. We're going to talk about white issues. All you got to do is replace black with white and find out what happens. See, I live in an America where I don't care what your color is. If you tell me we're having a thing to discuss policies or issues plaguing a part of our society that feels compromised in some way, why can't we all be part of that discussion? And then black folks wonder why, when people start talking about the problems in the black community, like black on black crime and black schools and black this and black that, get accused of being racist if you don't toe the party line. Like, everything's great. Well, if everything is great, why do you still need your conclave? Why do you still need to go into these clandestine meetings and talk about black issues? Can't have your cake and eat it too, Negroes. So I just wanted to play that just to get things started, just to kick it off, to let people know this is not going to be some safe zone where you think you can have a discussion of leftism and we're all going to kumbaya. We're not kumbayaing here. That's racist. I believe the Congressional Black Caucus is racist. I believe any time that we start to separate people into these so-called buckets or boxes, whatever metaphor works for you, I say it is un-American. Women's issues. Women don't have any other issues that human beings don't have. The only difference is they want to make it, oh, it's about our uterus. Well, what about my prostate? It's about this. What about my vas deferens? You know, in other words, men have, if you're telling me we have medical issues, I agree. Our medical issues differ, generally speaking, based on our anatomy. You know, I don't think women, for the most part, don't have testicular cancer to deal with. Any more than men have mammary issues, for the most part. I know there are a few women that do have some huevos rancheros. You know what I'm saying? So, what are you talking about? Women's issues. Women's reproductive issues. What about male reproductive issues? Oh, we carry the baby. Well, congratulations. God saw it fit for you to be the people that carried on our existence. I'd call that an honor. I wouldn't look at it as, woe is me, I have to carry the baby. Look, I've never carried a child, and I realize it's a big burden. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you can let me walk around with a watermelon hanging off my belly in a little apron or something, and I'd be sick of watermelon. I know. Ooh, somebody come fan me. Kevin just said he's sick of watermelon. He's a brother. Shut up. Were you going? You were thinking at the same time. Good for you, man. I love when my producers are thinking along the same lines as I am. Sometimes I love it. So look, these buckets, these things that divide us. This is what the left focuses on. Look, I'm gonna tell you something. As a conservative, I can see women are amazing. They can be whatever they want to be. They're just never gonna beat a dude in the strongman competition. Call it the strong person competition, and I'm going to make you a bet. No chick will win it during your lifetime. Not one. Not even one who's juicing up on steroids. It looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger's big brother. None of them are going to beat a dude. Simple as that. Oh, be mad. What, you mad? You mad at your anatomy? Women can beat men at other stuff. Enjoy. Enjoy yourselves, ladies. So, you know, we live in a culture now, a time. It doesn't matter. Go overseas, and you find out all these different things. You know what? When we come back, I want to talk to you about. Well, let's talk about it now, just real briefly. So I'm in Iran, and this is Paris at this Iranian thing, and the guy said prior to the Ayatollahs, every faction within Iran got along with one another. They even intermarried. Houthis. I forget all the different people, not the Houthis, but the Shias and the whatevers. They all intermarried. It was no big deal. There was no fighting. There were no bombings. There were no terrorism or whatever. And then the theocratic mullahs took over and decided to expand Islam. They factionalized, and the rest, all hell broke loose, is the saying goes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Radio Show.
Where police say a home invasion robbery turned into a double homicide when a resident apparently turned the tables on a pair of intruders. KTVU's Amber Lee is in the neighborhood where it all happened after obtaining exclusive video of the attempted robbery and the shooting. Amber?
Frank, this is a quiet residential neighborhood, but around 11:15 last night, one of the homes here along Birch Street was targeted by robbers, but the man who lives in the home took the thieves by surprise.
This is when they're walking up to the victim's house.
This is, they're walking past victims, and they're going across my yard now.
This video came from the surveillance cameras belonging to a neighbor. At first, it appears the two suspects may have been checking out the area. Shortly after, the two men walked up the driveway to the victim's garage. Another neighbor, Reggie Nichols, says the thieves confronted the victim in the garage where there's a large safe.
He's always in the garage. He's sitting in there watching television, just chilling. So the garage is open, I'm pretty sure. It's always open.
Through the window, one robber can be seen inside the garage. Nichols says the resident told him the thieves ordered him to open his safe, not knowing there was a loaded gun inside.
Once he opened up the safe, he pulled the gun out and just started firing.
Nichols said he heard at least 10 shots fired, walked outside, and saw a white SUV that appears to be the getaway vehicle with two or three people inside. It pulled up to a body on the ground before speeding off. Nichols says he walked up to the body. It was one of the thieves wearing a mask.
He was still breathing, labored, making a few moaning sounds, and I knew he wasn't going to make it.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hey, I just wanted you to have a feel-good story to come into this segment. What? Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm not a cold, callous individual. I'm not. I cry at movies. I cry at other people's. I cry at funerals. I don't even know the people because I just feel empathy for the folks that are there, losing a loved one or whatever. I don't have a single emotion. It makes me want to feel sorry for dudes who wanted to rob a guy minding his business in his own home, and they get killed. I can't even rationalize it in my own head. I can't. I was watching something the other day. Oh, you know what it was? It was Dr. Phil. And Dr. Phil was talking to some group about, a family where the dude was a drug addict, and he got the brother and sister who are at odds to admit they loved each other, and I found myself tearing up. You know, because I got it. She's mad because the family is giving all their attention to the drug addict brother. She's got a husband fighting for his life with a disease, and he's a good man. Works, doesn't have a chemical dependency, blah, 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 and the parents are doting on the brother. And she's like, y'all, you give me nothing. You've never said a kind word to me about my schooling, about the fact that I never got into trouble. You guys know the story. The black sheep of the family is getting all the attention. Everybody wants to give them money. And I could tell you story after story like that. My brother always needing money and, you know, hitting my grandparents up for money that they didn't have. And I never asked for anything because I knew they didn't have it. We all know that story. The squeaky wheel getting the grease. And it makes you mad. It makes you angry. Well, Dr. Phil got these two to admit, look, we love each other. We have our needs, and yes, the brother was taking advantage of the family to a degree, but he didn't want to be doing it. And he finally got the sister to understand that, and she's like, I love my brother. I was like all teared up. I didn't cry, it wasn't like that, but I was teared up. But let me tell you, if they had said a dude walked into the house and trying to rob the homeowner or something and got shot, I'd chuckle. I chuckle at it. Here's what I'm trying to do with you folks. I understand you fight these emotions as well. You're going, I shouldn't feel good that somebody got shot. In this case, killed. The guy is describing, I walked up to him, he had a mask on, I could hear you. And you want to feel some sense of humanity. You want to go, I feel sorry for this guy, he's dying. I don't feel sorry for him. He put himself in harm's way to take something from somebody because you know what? He's now born into a culture that believes that's okay. Screw that. It isn't okay. You get what you get. That's why, Michael Brown, I feel sorry for his parents. I'm sure his parents, but I don't feel an ounce of sorrow for Michael Brown. He was a thug. And he deserved to be killed. Now, I know that's old news at this point. It's 3 years old, whatever. I don't know how many years, but it's old enough. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for these fools that put themselves in harm's way. It's like the kid that got killed because he was robbing somebody in the neighborhood, and the woman came home and shot him. And everybody's like, he was a good kid. He was just trying to get himself some books and some clothes. Yeah, by robbing somebody else. Well, how much sanity do you have to lose to believe that somebody going to rob somebody else, he's a good kid, he just was trying to get the thing, and that's the way we do it in the hood? You're a liar. That is not the way we do it in the hood. That is not the culture of black folks. I don't care what anybody tells you. Our culture is not gold teeth, dreadlocks and saggy clothes and ethnocentric racist nonsense. Our culture is a strong culture dedicated to America, dedicated to one America, America first, making America great again. And we know what we've done to do it. And it isn't running around, robbing people, raping people. Yeah, I mean, all the crap that goes on in disproportionate numbers in black communities. There is no way that is who we are defined by. And that's the quandary within the black community. They hear me say something, go, Kevin, you're trying to condemn all blacks. I ain't trying to condemn all blacks. I'm condemning the knucklehead blacks that give us a bad name. And I will never stop condemning them. Despite the, I'll kick your butt. Then do it. I'm out in public. You so bad, jump. It's funny, I make this offer all the time, but let me tell you, you jump and understand it might not go your way. Because I'm not just vocal on the radio. I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is, as they say. Or put my foot where your mouth is. I can't stand these people that want to rationalize all these, you know, like I said, I have no sympathy for them. I have no sympathy for the race baiters. I have no sympathy for the enablers of race baiters. I have no sympathy for the leftist, progressives, whatever these morons want to call themselves, because they are ruining this country and we're allowing it. Because we're just passing it over. Somebody wants to feel sorry for that guy that's dead, that was, his breathing was labored. Yeah, well, good. Darwinism at its finest. Get rid of him. And you know what I'm happy about? I'm happy that guy had a firearm in that safe. He was prepared for what the eventuality was. Do you think he was dumb? How did he know to do that? Because we live in a culture where he better do that. Thankfully, he did. So good for him. And good riddance to the rubbish, as they say in Britain. The rubbish. We got a ton to talk about. Charlie Gard, couldn't remember his name, I called him Carl, a little boy fighting for his life. You wonder, well, that's what I want to talk about next. You wonder why we don't want Obamacare. Look at the story of little Charlie Gard. See, Obamacare is supposed to protect you, right? But it doesn't. Nothing the left does ultimately protects you. Keep that in mind.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's up, everybody? It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Bum, 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 bum. Welcome by, girls be looking like a waste of time. Tell them. I pimp to the beat, walking on the street. This is how I roll. That's how I roll. I'm a prince and out of control. It's a red fool with a big afro. And just like Bruce Lee, I got the glow. Oh, 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 girl. Look at that body. Oh, oh, girl. Take a look at that body. Oh, oh, girl. Look at that body. I work out. Dun, 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 dun. I got a reason to play this song. See? Some people think they're too sexy. Some of us are. But then some of us aren't. Show it, show it, show it. Show it. I'm sexy and I know it. See, that's what Hollywood tells you. And I ain't gonna lie, the girl I'm about to introduce you to, she is sexy and she know it. I first saw her. I didn't even know she was in the this video I'm about to get to. I first saw this girl in Gone Girl. I think, yeah, Gone Girl. The movie with Ben Affleck. She plays his girlfriend that he's cheating on his wife with. And I just remember, I'm going to put it out there. Because she's okay, you know, she's a beautiful girl. Don't misunderstand me. But it's not like you see her and you go, wow, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. No, but she's beautiful, undoubtedly. Okay, I'm not even going to front, okay? She's beautiful. But what I noticed was she just had the most amazing upper body. I'm just going to leave it like that, okay? Upper body that I'd seen in a long time. I was like, wow, hadn't seen an upper body, finger quotes, like that since Erica Eleniak jumped out of the cake on Under Siege, if you know what I'm talking about, fellas. Okay? Ladies, earmuffs. I don't want you listening. But there's not a guy on the planet that watched Under Siege and did not see Erica Eleniak pop out of that cake and go, oh. Even these youngsters in my city are going, yep, yep. That might have just been the best upper body shot in the movies. That's what I'm saying. and maybe the second or third best upper body shot this black man has seen in the movies was with Emily, what's her last name? Radzikowski. I did not even know who this girl was. And for the record, I didn't know who she was in the movie. I just remember thinking, wow, nice casting. Nice casting. Yeah. Model and actress, this is from The Blaze. Model and actress Emily Radzikowski told Harper's Bazaar Australia for their July issue that she's been subjected to comments about her breast. And it is her understanding, rather, that the size of her breasts are preventing her from being hired for jobs. Okay. I don't know how to break it to this young lady, but beauty sells. And I have partaken of the tatas. I'm just going to put it out there again, less delicately, but I've partaken, and there is a market for her. That's all I'm saying. Look, if Madison Avenue were for ugly people, there'd be lots of ugly. Look, to each his own when it comes to choosing your mate and who's pretty and sexy and all that. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But this girl's, oh yeah, yeah. 8.5, 9. You know what I'm saying? And I know there are guys out there going, Emily, how do you spell Radzikowski, Kevin? Radzikowski. Yeah. Well, it's Radzikowski. For you fellas that are looking. Don't be holding up a note of, why you hold? I know what she looks like. I know she's gorgeous. Don't be holding stuff up. You're trying to distract me while I'm doing the show, and I don't like that. I don't like that. You're supposed to be part of the show, not a distraction from the show. Anyway, model and actress Emily Radzikowski. She's got a J. Why do they have the... I don't know if she's Polish. Is she Polish? Or Russian or something? Why do you have an extra J in your name? There's an onsen or an accent somewhere missing his J. Give it back to him. Radzikowski. Anyway, she says, there's this thing that happens to me. Oh, she's too sexy, she told the magazine. It's like an anti-woman thing that people don't want to work with me because my boobs are too big. What's wrong with my boobs? They're a beautiful feminine thing. They're a beautiful feminine thing that needs to be celebrated. I agree. Like, who cares? She goes on, they are great big. They are great small. Why should that be an issue? Guess for the same reason men have that issue with their penises. I don't know. I mean, it's not like, I mean, trust me, ladies, I get it that some of them are out there. But let's face it, some of you actually push them out there. And it doesn't even matter. You would think, okay, only the little girls would push them out there, right? Because they want to fake you into thinking that they're bigger. No, you could have a girl that you stick your arms out and cup them. And they could be that big, and you know what she'll do? She will push them out there. She will have a Guatemalan midget walking up there holding those things under her chin. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I just died. Okay, maybe she doesn't have a Guatemalan midget, but she will put a strap around her neck, and she will cinch that booger up there, and she'll hoist them up there, you know, like they're saluting. So in other words, it doesn't matter what size, they still want to showcase them. It's very few women, and it's usually, I'm just going to give the conservative women some props. It's conservative women who say, you know what? I'll just wear a comfortable bra that works. All this. And then she said, why should that be an issue? I don't know. Why do leftist men wear socks in their underwear? Talk to them, Radzikowski. But they say she's best known, get this, for her role as a topless model in Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines. You remember the song Blurred Lines? Blurred Lines, I know you want it, dude. I know you want it. That. It was a music video. So Emily Radzikowski, she was in it. It was funny, when I first saw her and they were talking about that, it was, I don't know, I'd seen Gone Girl. Didn't even know who this girl was. Didn't go look her up, because, you know, it wasn't like I was like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. It just blew, you know, who cares? But I saw her. And then they showed her in Blurred Lines, and I was like, oh, wow, so she did the video in Blurred Lines. Who cares? I didn't know she had done it. But that was like her you know, the moment where she got catapulted. But she's an just a, one of, a hardcore feminist, and now she's trying to blame her boobs. Now, here's what I wanted to, the reason why I brought this up. Who is she complaining about? Is she complaining about conservative America? Do we care about her boobs? The answer is, I mean, is mostly no. We don't. I don't, like I said, they're beautiful, but it was, it isn't like I would hire her for her boobs. I would hire her because she's a good spokesperson or whatever. What, maybe she's the right form for, I wouldn't be looking, okay, we need the perfect boobs for this. Unless it was a boob shot, I wouldn't really care. So the people that she's mad at for not hiring her because of her big boobs are whom? Leftists. She's blaming her own industry for saying, I'm too sexy. You know, if I had, what is she trying to say? If I had smaller boobs, I'd get more roles? See, that's what I told you. Leave it to a leftist, an absolutely stunning girl, practically jaw-dropping. And she's complaining. I sound like a little girl then, didn't I? And she's complaining. Man, I really am jet lagged. Look, I caught myself. Don't be laughing. I caught myself. I'm like James Brown. I'm going to catch myself. Ha. Yeah, but I did. I sound like a little girl. She's complaining about it. Like I don't have any boobs and I'm mad at her. I'm still in my training, bro. And look at Emily Ratajkowski. She's got the big, pretty boobs. But she does. If I was a dude, I mean, if I was a dude, I am a dude. This wasn't a Freudian slip. I have not had a change. If I was a chick, I would want boobs just like Ratajkowski or Erika Eleniak. Actually, I'd rather have Erika Eleniak's first. Then if I couldn't get those and God said those are unavailable, Kev, I'd say, well, then give me Emily Ratajkowski's. Okay, we'll get you those. And I wouldn't be complaining. This is a feminist. I would not be complaining. And I wouldn't be complaining about an industry where looks sell. What's she talking about? Here's what she goes on to say. We are more than just our bodies, but that doesn't mean we have to be ashamed for them for our sexuality. Really? She's not complaining about big old bunions on her feet or something. I could see that, or a big old mole like growing out of her nose or something. She's complaining because she's got big, beautiful boobs. Even if being sexualized by society's gaze is demeaning, there must be a space where women can still be sexual when they choose to be. Yeah, there is. It's called your bedroom, Emily. And you know, this is the same girl that walk around in a bikini with a push-up bra.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So, healthcare back in the mainstream. You're saying, what, Kevin? Healthcare, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's back in the mainstream, isn't it? It's coming under the name of a little white kid from Britain, a little British kid. His name is Charlie Gard. I mentioned earlier, Charlie Gard is exactly the reason why you don't want nationalized healthcare. You don't want Obamacare. You want nothing of the sort. You should run from it. In fact, let me play. You have that clip of the Canadian dude. I don't know his name. But he's being interviewed by Chuck Todd, and he's a Canadian, and he's saying, you know, look, there should be a discussion of health care in America, but he says, we did it in Canada, and the question was, what do we want? Do we want socialized medicine so it's available for everybody, but we'll lose innovation and a few other things? I'm not drunk. No, I'll say the word innovation. We lose innovation. We lose all these other things, but everybody's covered for the basics. But if you want really good health care, you have to go somewhere else, which is why Canadians come to America. But let's play his clip, because it's also it talks of a danger. What is the public idea around health care? It isn't what the media tells you. The media wants you to believe everybody wants single payer. They don't. The majority of Americans want health care choices. They are willing to say, okay, I get the wait in line health care versus I get to jump to the front of the line. They do it at Six Flags. Did you know that? I didn't even know this. We got a Six Flags season pass a couple years ago. Go there. I'm thinking, woohoo, we're good, you know. So we're waiting in line. There are people just zipping in front. I'm like, whoa, hey, what are you doing? Oh, we have a pass. You can buy like a crazy dollar pass. So get into Six Flags for $50 for the year. They're like, cool. Because they know you're going to eat out there, you're going to spend a ton of money. But the bigger deal is you can cut the line if you want to pay like another $300-$400 a year, something like that. $50 to get in anytime you want, but you want to cut anytime you want, and it's scaled up. I mean, you guys think I'm kidding? Go look on their website. But I don't mind. I see those people going through now. I'm like, woohoo, way to go, big pimp. Mm-hmm. Big baller. I can't do it. I can't afford it. I can't have three people trying to cut in line and we pay $1,000 so I can look back and go, ha, 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 to the other people. I just have to wait. You know, I'm not a rich man. But I'm not mad at the people that get to do it. Because let me tell you, if somebody said, Kev, I'll pay for your Six Flags cutting line, I'll take it. I'll do it. So having a healthcare system that lets me get above the riffraff, heck yeah, I'll do it. If it gets me in there healing faster than you, so be it, sucker. You know, tell God hello. I'm sorry. I want to be first in the healthcare line. I want the best. I don't want that doctor that's tired or the dude that just got through med school or the dude that got kicked out and, you know, he went to Chad and got his degree. I don't want any of that. I want the best. And so do you. You want the option. Look, I can't afford the best car ever made, but I have a nice car. Just got it. It's older. It's not brand new. Donald Trump would look at my little car and go, well, nice car, Kev. Because he's in nicer cars. But I don't have to have his car. But I want a better car than the one the government would give. Can you, what would the government give you? What do you think the government would give us? We'd still be making Gremlins and Volts and Pacers if the government were giving away cars, and that would be your car. You'd see more souped up, jacked up Gremlins and Pacers with $5,000 wheels on, looking like you live in a fishbowl. You ever see the Pacer? Y'all too young to remember the Pacer. Yo, young chumps. Let me tell you, the Pacer made you look like you were living in a fishbowl. It looked like a Jetson car. It was wide, though. It had a wheelbase the size of a Hummer. I'm just saying, but it was an ugly little car, but uglier, it was the Gremlin, no lie. Ugliest car ever made had to be the Gremlin. That's what the government would be giving you if the government made cars. Anyway, I want to talk about Charlie Gard, because I said he's a perfect example of what you'd end up with Obamacare or socialized medicine. Socialized medicine in Britain. Oh, Charlie's, you know, on a waiting list, or he's got some, you know, he's got a rare disease or something. Anyway, Donald Trump tweeted out his support for little Charlie, who's 10 months old. He's critically ill, and doctors in London want to turn off his life support. And I said, look, if the story's about Charlie Gard and he's spending, you know, the government's spending $500,000 to keep him alive, and he's got a terminal illness or what appears to be a terminal illness, and I don't know Charlie, I'm like, well, you know, hey, I see why they want to turn it off. It's cost them a lot of money to keep little Charlie alive. You get it? I mean, don't misunderstand me. There's a rationalization for going. I understand there's a cost of no, you know, point of no return. It's like with my dogs. Now, I'm not trying to make little Charlie a dog, but I'm saying I've told the vet that when I'm taking dogs to the vet, I'll tell the vet this. I go, look, up to $500, we save them. If 501, we don't. You get what I'm saying? And one time my dog got sick and the doctor told me, I gave him the number. She had parvo, my little dog, he had parvo. And I said, look, I'm not a rich guy, man. This is like a mortgage, a rent payment for me. I was renting. And I go, you know, I'm not rich. Up to $300, if it goes above that, I can't pay it. I you got to put her to sleep. And the vet called me over the weekend and said, Kevin, I'm going to handle, you know, this part. I'm going to give you these services so we can keep it under that. Okay, thank you. But I had to let him know, above that, dude, I'm out. Yep, I'm out. So I understand that somebody says, look, we're going to spend $2 million keeping this little baby alive that's doomed. Let's not do that. I get it. But would you get it if it was your kid? That was a question I asked before. What amount of money are you willing to spend on your kid? So that's the reason why you need choice. See, if my choice was government health care, and they said, Kevin, your little son, we've done all we can do, and unless you can find another $1 million, man, we can't run on hope anymore. I would get it. But I would do everything I can to keep him out of that system so I can exhaust everything. That's what I would do. And probably you would too. So President Trump tweeted. He's wanted to help this little kid. He says, if we can help little Charlie Gard as our friends, per our friends in the UK and the Pope, we would be delighted to do so. That's what Donald Trump tweeted. And the left want to jump on.
Oh, he's trying to make politics out of it.
No, he's not. He's trying to make a human. This is a man that's telling you, you don't need Obamacare. Because you know what? Sometimes people can rely on the goodness of others. Sometimes, like with my dog, the vet told me, Kevin, we're going to keep it under that figure. Unless the dog just passes on her own, we're going to keep it under your figure. Because I know you want to do the best for your animal. Yeah, I did. But that was it. I could not pay my mortgage. Because my dog, I know all the people out there, Kevin, their dog is like family, man. Yeah, well, I'm not losing my place to live because I'm going to keep my dog alive. I'll lose my place to live because I'm going to keep my kid alive. But I'm not going to lose my place to live to keep a dog alive. Oh, I know. People out there going, oh, well, I can't listen to Kevin anymore because I would do anything for my animal. Yeah, right, whatever. Good for you. I won't. Kid was born with a rare genetic disease called infantile onset encephalomyopathy, mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome, which causes progressive muscle weakness and brain damage. Gard's parents, Connie Yates and Chris Gard, lost their final battle last week when the European Court of Human Rights upheld the Supreme Court's decision to deny Gard the chance to travel to the United States. They'd raised $2 million to transfer their son to the U.S. to undergo an experimental treatment in the hopes of saving the life of this little kid. And here's what gets me. They raised the money. America's ready to do what they can for this kid. And they say, you can't do that. They say this, there is significant harm if what the parents want for Charlie comes into effect. This is what they argued, the hospital argued in front of appellate judges. The significant harm is a condition of existence which is offering the child no benefit. So they become judge, juror, and executioner of little Charlie, and the parents have $2 million that they say we're willing to spend on our child. Socialized medicine won't even allow them to do that. But they want you to have it. And you wonder why we're having these debates on Obamacare. You wonder why we're having these debates over the lunacy of the left. You're getting it. You're understanding it. They should be able to do whatever they want for their child and exhaust any and all efforts to do so. But you know what that government's thinking? That $2 million is going to go into the United States and not stay here. That's what they're thinking. Don't let them fool you. They don't care about Charlie.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.